If you're looking for a party in Cook County, Thursday nights at Papa Charlie's in Lutzen is a good place to start. That's when Andrew Beavers dons his moniker DJ Beavstar and spins tunes all night for skiers and locals alike. I sat down with Andrew during a Third Thursday conversation to talk about what a club DJ actually does during a dance and what songs he believes make a great mix. Here's Andrew. All right. So right now, as part of the local music project, we're talking to DJ Beavstar. Andrew Beavers here in the studio. How are you doing, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm doing real well. Doing real well.
Good to hear you. All right. Well, I just heard your show back last Thursday at Papa Charlie's, like you always did, and thought it'd be great to bring you in here. And we know that you're also going to be here on the Pledge Drive.
Yeah, 21st, yep. I believe, from 5 to 6, mm-hmm. February 21st, doing the WTIP Pledge Drive. So I'm excited about that, too.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So I guess start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got into DJing.
My name's Andrew Beavers, also known as DJ Beavstar, sort of a moniker I got. I've always been DJ Beavstar Supreme, but just recently, within the last 4 years, I have adopted this electronic DJ style. Something I've always been interested in. I had some friends back in Mason City where I used to live that were really into the scratch scene, breakbeats and stuff. And I've always just really liked that. You know, I'm a fan of all musical genres. I really just love listening to music. But there was something that sort of spoke to me about, you know, party rocking. And, you know, not to sound like silly, but you know, I like to rock a party. To me, it's cool to see the reactions of people, and when the music's just right and it sets the mood for people to get together and dance and jam and have a good time.
So when people come to your shows, you want them just like nonstop dancing.
Well, you know, like that is sort of the balance that you have to strike, right? Like it is good to throw out those songs that, you know, the new couples, the newfound loves can maybe do a little slow dancing too, or also it keeps the bartenders happy if people have a chance to go buy a drink or two throughout the night too. So you know, you have to have a fair balance, but yeah, I like to keep a mood going through the whole evening. Yeah.
So why did you drop Supreme from the name? Did you lose that status?
Well,
somehow?
No. So like basically it was just one of those things. I don't know if it didn't fit on the bill or if they just thought I was joking about that, but like Beavstar Supreme has been sort of my moniker. I think maybe it's a little more succinct. You know, maybe for my formal DJ gigs, you know, the Black Tie Affairs, we'll put the full name DJ Beavstar Supreme on there. But for now, DJ Beavstar works for me. Yeah.
Right. So what kind of songs do you put into your mix?
You know, really, like what I really dig is stuff with great beats. I like synth heavy music as well. So if it has like a real liquid bass line and some cool synth stabs and you know, electro vibe is a word that I say a lot, and that's kind of what I like. Knowing that you never know who's going to be in your crowd and you never know who is going to like what, I try and like keep a pretty open mind when it comes to music selection. So, you know, just at my Papa Charlie's gig, I had like, 585 songs, which is, you know, almost two full days, 48 hours of music to be prepared for moving through things that, you know, you can see, like maybe at home you're jamming with your headphones and you're like, this song's gonna totally rock it at the club, it's gonna be awesome, and then you play it and people just like look around and nobody's really into it. You have to be nimble and flexible in what you do. So I like to try and pick a bunch of different genres and things that work well together and you know, that that are flexible for all crowds.
Just from that, from my one DJing experience, it was at a wedding. I learned that that's a good idea to have, is to just come with all your music prepared, because I had like timed it out just enough for like what was the allotted dance time. Yeah. And by the end, I was just like scrounging for
Yeah, and you know, it's tough too. Like at a bar gig, particularly Papa Charlie's, like on Thursdays, I feel like there's sort of a cultivated mix of people that come there. You know, I have a pretty good support group of past coworkers and international students and people that have seen the show once and really dig it. But the other factor is the folks that are on vacation. And, you know, I've had more than a couple nights where I have folks crawling up on stage and asking for AC/DC and like Garth Brooks and stuff. And so like you do your best to accommodate that and realize that, you know, you're here for them. And without people dancing or without people hanging out, nobody would ask me to come back. So, you know, you got to strike a balance in that sense.
Mm-hmm. What kind of thing do you go for when you're like arranging the songs, or like kind of having that feel of like, what's the crowd doing? Do you try and create like really smooth transitions or like a nice flow to it? Cause I know like even just doing stuff on radio, that's what I go.
Yeah. For. Yeah, totally. So, you know, a lot of what I'm doing, up there is transitional and, sort of, I guess like icing on the cake things, you know, adding sprinkles to the already awesome cupcake that is the music, you know what I mean? Like, so, you know, whether that's adding some special effects or looping out a certain hip bass line or cool like vocal line, that's what I do. And so trying to find a balance of, you know, moving through BPMs, you know, the beats per minute, trying to like start off at a certain point and sort of elevate, and then, you know, sort of, yeah, like the ocean, you know, like these songs are like waves. They come in and they go away, and then they, you know, they crash back on the shore. And yeah, you know, trying to create atmosphere with the tools that I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about those tools that you have, because I think to a lot of people, they see a DJ up there and they're just like, well, this guy just playing off his iTunes, but right, it's a lot more complicated than that.
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, sometimes like people will ask for songs that I just don't have. And, you know, like we were talking about before, I really try and, you know, have a good balance of pop music, because I know a lot of people listen to that. And, you know, I want to provide them with a good experience. But all of my songs I have to prepare in advance of the show. And so I'm using Traktor Pro, which is one of many computer-based DJ programs. It essentially provides a interface for you to load songs in, develop them in a way that they can be played artistically or creatively out in a crowd club setting. I also use one of Traktor's controllers. And again, like a simple internet search will show infinite amounts of these DJ controllers that are out there. And personally, I use the Traktor Control S2. It is two platters, a bunch of banks of equalizers, and it provides the ability to loop things, set cue points so I can start songs at certain times, fade in and out effects, and do little tricks and stuff. Yeah.
And those two big wheels, they're kind of like mock turntables. You use those to like scratch. There we go. With an effect on it, a little echo there.
Yeah, dropped. That was a delay, but you know, let's not split effect hairs here.
Clearly one of us is more.
Well, yeah, I do also have it right in front of me, so that's maybe I have an unfair advantage with that.
Well, can we hear like a little bit, like just a sample of what you would play during one of your shows here?
Yeah. Let's I'm gonna try and get you a little something here. And so like here, one of the things that I can say is that there are certain BPMs that do much better than others, you know. Like, to me, the sweet spot is 120 beats per minute. Like, I really...
So that's 2 beats a second.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's sort of, if you were going to classify it as a sound, it would be like sort of more of like a house rhythm, which is the electronic style that I really like. I like house and breaks and, you know, maybe some glitch hop. But it's also very common in the disco scene. You know, I know a lot of people say, ew, disco, but there's something infectious about that certain BPM, and to me it does really, really well. So I'm gonna drop a little Route 94. This is My Love, and then we'll try and play a little bit off of something else that I find here in a minute. So here we go.
Play.
All right. I like that last one there, that last transition into something a lot more old school.
Yeah, you know, like, I've got a soft spot in my heart for Daryl Hall and Oates, you know? So, like, I like to, you know, and that's another thing that you got to do is, like, you know, be a little playful. And it's a good way of mixing old and new. You know, I'm up there trying new things all the time. Like, very rarely do you get a chance to, you know, run, like, an entire show where you get to practice every song in a certain way, and then you go out there and you play that certain way. You know, things happen, and yeah, it's all about feeling the vibe. And I guess I was just feeling the Daryl Hall and Oates vibe. I don't know.
Can you kind of go back and explain how you were fading those songs into each other and getting those together?
Yeah. So, like, essentially, what happens is I have the ability to run four decks at once. And in each of those decks, I can put a single song and run a part of the song, a loop, or the entire song in each deck simultaneously. So typically what I'm doing is I'm taking a little bit from one of the songs and mixing it with the other song. And that's using the crossfader the system has, moving from the left channel to the right channel or vice versa. Also using the EQ, as a way of, balancing out the songs, you know. You can in this, program, like, do, sync and quantize, which are sort of two things that, old school DJs who did a lot of, beat matching, sort of look down upon, but it, you know, to me, it's just an evolution of DJing. I try not to use the sync so much. There are certain times that I do, but you really have to also be aware of, songs that don't mix harmonically, or if the beat grid is not set correctly, just simply matching up, pressing the sync button at 120 beats per minute is not going to be an effective way to mix songs, you know?
Because they'll be in, like, a different key or something.
Right, right, yeah. And they'll also just be slightly out of sync. And even the most novice musician, music lover, music listener, can really tell, like, when you're trying to, like, mix the bass line of one song and the vocal from the other song, how they get muddy and out of time, and it becomes really apparent and not very pleasing to the ear.
So how long does it, do you have to, like, go through all your songs beforehand, think, like, oh, this one goes with this one, this one goes with this one?
Yeah, yeah. I do a lot of that, like, trying to find particular songs that work well together. Yeah, little snippets of songs, like a cool little vocal spot or whatever. And then for the most part, it's a lot of the work that happens, you know, outside of just listening to all the songs, so you know exactly what it is, where the breakdowns are, where the tempo changes are, where the cool little spots where you could throw an effect fill in there are, is really processing the songs in advance and beat gridding them. That process takes a little bit of time. It doesn't take too long, but it does force you to listen to all the songs, and then you have to manicure them a bit before they're ready to be played out in public, I guess, you know.
Do you feel a need to keep up with top 40 and what's really popular now? Because I know you were playing, like, Uptown Funk right before we came in. That's, like, the hot song
now. Yeah, totally. So, I do, you know, and really what I do is, like, I try and I listen to everything, you know. Like, I'm seriously a man who does his musical homework. Like, I'm going to listen to the top, I will go through the Billboard top 40 and listen to every song, you know, or at least snippets of it, you know, like, move through, like, with what's the opening, what's the middle, what's the end, that sort of thing, and try and find songs that I like. And so, like, I'll mix those in. So I'm not just being, like, like, an elitist, like, electronic guy who's like, oh man, that's on the radio, I'm never gonna play that.
You got to listen to this band that was still, like, underground,
right? Still underground, you know, like, it gets back to like, we're all here to have a good time. And the fact of the matter is, there's good pop music being produced right now. There's good stuff that's on the radio. I mean, that Uptown Funk jam is really hot. Like, mm-hmm. it's played a lot, and you may end up getting tired of it, but you can't deny, like, it's you booty shaking ability, for lack of a better term. People dig it, right? Like,
exactly. So with that in mind, like, what would you say overall makes a really good mix?
A good mix to me is something that people can hear songs that they didn't know existed and maybe they didn't know they liked, and also a place where you can sort of let your body loose, you know, separate your body from your mind in a way that allows you to be free and like feel the rhythm of these songs, you know? I mean, really what it comes down to is dancing. Like, get out and dance. And you know, you can sit back and sort of nod your head and be part of it, you know, on that esoteric state, you know, like looking beyond and trying to like get into it. And certain people really dig that, but really it's about getting people moving and having a good time, smiling and sometimes acting the fool on the dance floor, like, you know, rocking a little Carlton out there. Remember the Dougie? Who knows how to Dougie? Like, break out the Dougie from 5 years ago.
You can play that, and then everyone will learn how to Dougie.
Right, yes. You got to teach them how to Dougie. You know, it's a cool thing to see people smiling and having a good time on the dance floor. And that's, to me, what makes it a good scene. Like, I could be playing all of these cool songs that, to me, sound awesome, but if nobody's dancing, nobody's liking it, then to me, that's, I'm not being a good DJ. So getting people dancing.
So do you have any advice for someone who really wants to pick this up and maybe become a DJ?
Yeah, totally. Like, you know, the internet, of course, is a great resource. I know I watched a lot of YouTube videos at like super slow internet speeds back when we were in the dark ages of information here in Cook County, and, you know, buffering a video and eating dinner and then coming back and watching it. But really, if you love music and you want to make people dance, become a DJ, you know, like it does take some time. You're not going to be great. I don't consider myself great or even that good sometimes. Like, I kind of feel like that last little mix I had left something to be desired too. But, you know, it's all about, to me, it's a great way of really studying music a little more in depth. You know, not everybody can be a guitar player. Not everybody wants to play the drums, you know, or piano. This is a great way to be involved in music and really learn more about music, in a different way than the traditional way.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. This has been really cool.
All right. All right. On.
We're talking to Andrew Beaver, AKA DJ Beavstar. Sometimes Supreme.
Sometimes Supreme. Do you think I got a chance to rock a little of this Grant Nelson mix, like,
absolutely,
on the way out?
Play us out. Please do. Like Priso, Priso, Prima Dan Gagan, Big Up Shabba Rankin and Ninja.